island of Drift Bay, stories of strange events, uneasy nights, and things not easily explained. Welcome to Fog Point After Dark.
Welcome. You are in Drift Bay, a coastal town surrounded by fog and open water. Tonight's story is about the lighthouse and the man who once maintained it. The Drift Bay Lighthouse stands on a stretch of rocks just beyond the harbor. It was built to guide ships safely through low visibility. For years, it functioned without issue, until one season, when reports began to change. The keeper at the time was a man named Harvin. He lived alone inside the tower and was responsible for maintaining the light each night. By all accounts, he was reliable and experienced. His routine was simple. Each evening, he climbed the stairs to the top of the tower, checked the mechanism, and lit the lamp. Nothing unusual. At least, at first. After several weeks, Harvin began noticing small irregularities. Doors he was certain he had closed were open again. Objects slightly out of place. Footsteps above him, when he was the only person in the tower. He dismissed these at first. Old buildings shift. Wind creates noise. That was his explanation. But then, the light itself began to behave differently. Ships approaching Drift Bay reported that the lighthouse beam was no longer rotating correctly. It slowed down, paused, sometimes stopped completely for several seconds. In some cases, the light turned away from the sea and faced inland. This was not possible under normal operation. When questioned, Harvin denied any issue. He claimed the mechanism was working normally. No repairs were requested. Then, one night, the lighthouse light shut off completely. No beam. No signal. By morning, a group of fishermen went to investigate. The door was unlocked. There was no sign of damage. Inside, everything appeared normal. The lamp was intact. The mechanism had not failed. They made their way to the top of the tower. That is where they found Harvin. He was sitting beside the light, alive, but unresponsive. He did not react when spoken to. He did not move. He did not answer a single question. According to those present, Harvin had written something repeatedly on a nearby surface. The same sentence over and over. It was already inside. Harvin was removed from the lighthouse that day. He never spoke again. The lighthouse was returned to normal operation shortly after. However, there are still reports. On nights with heavy fog, the beam, occasionally, stops and remains fixed on a single point in the water, as if something is there.
Thank you for tuning in during our second episode of Fog Point After Dark, voiceover done by Faye Shepherd. These stories will continue. Join us in 2 weeks on Friday for the next episode of Fog Point After Dark.